This is the first year lawmakers are appropriating over $60 million towards the state's various nonprofits, arts organizations, and fire companies. Most of the $9 million boost goes towards one-time funding, since most of the surplus isn't expected to be recurring. But most other organizations receiving grants also got an increase in funding. Lawmakers also discussed their disappointment in not being able to allocate more money towards child care providers in the state. State Senator Elizabeth Lockman says despite this year's faults, the committee will continue to work to see that issue can be addressed.
We've discussed amongst ourselves that the intention to have some study sessions to make sure that the entire committee is sort of well apprised of all the inputs and outputs around purchase of care so that next year we can come in better informed to take action.
Lawmakers also made a few other changes in the bill this year, including requiring that all funds allocated must go towards Delaware residents. Some grants go to out-of-state groups that provide programming in Delaware. Beyond delivering a grant and aid bill, the committee also approved a request from the governor's office to waive state taxes on any winnings residents receive from the COVID-19 Vaccine Incentive Program, DE Wins. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.